of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, February 26, 2020. I am your presenter, Whitney Milina. In the headlines, no complaints are being heard as Jude J.D. Deloney has been crowned the 2020 Calypso Monarch, which is his first national title. Three people shot to death in a small town near Puerto Rico's northern coast, and the unidentified bodies of the two women and one man were found along a road in the municipality of Toa Alta, police said Tuesday. And public health officials warned Wednesday the spread of the coronavirus is inching closer towards meeting the definition of a global pandemic as the cases outside mainland China continue to grow. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and MaxSmart. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Hassle-free loans for your every need. Quartz have you covered, best believe. Quartz ready cash is for everyone. Not to worry, fast approval. Hurry up and come, come, come. We got it all. We on the go. Quartz ready cash, you already know.
Ready cash. Ready when you are.
Problems popping up? Causing your pockets to dip low? We'll give you a top-up. With a top-up loan from Fast Cash, you can easily maintain your short-term financial needs by boosting your current loan up to $1,000 with up to 6 months to repay. All you need are two IDs, proof of address, job letter, and last 2 months' payslips. Call, click, or come into Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Fast Cash. Smarter. Faster. Better. Together.
It's at your home, in the bars, in the streets, every fete. What am I talking about?
Cavalier jumping up, your cavalier waving up, you're everywhere jumping up, your cavalier jumping up, your cavalier waving up, your cavalier jumping up, you're everywhere waving up. Boom! Whenever I'm drinking rum, it's only one type of rum. I'm drinking the cavalier, cause it's from it round the town, in the street or in the fete. Drink it and you won't regret. I'm drinking the dark rum, the light rum, everybody! From night till morning, Cavalier make me head bad. Oh gosh, me head bad. I write the dark rum calling, and I drinking call me head bad. Cavalier, we head bad.
Cavalier rum, locally distributed by MaxSmart.
Cavalier rum, boom.
Party responsibly.
Welcome back. First up, Dominica's 2020 Mass Dominique celebrations are being hailed a complete success by the organizers since the season began on 18th of January 2020 and ended on the 25th of February 2020. The Calypso shows were the highlight of the season, which culminated with a grand finale on Saturday, 22nd February 2020, where Jude J.D. Deloney won the title of Calypso Monarch, along with the 2 days of a jump-up revelry on 24th and 25th February 2020. Also, diasporans from the community of Salisbury have responded to the needs of the District Health Center and made a donation of various instruments to the Health Center. Spokesperson of the group, Darren Lewis, said, "The nurses have been using antiquated instruments older than me. A simple electronic Doppler can now replace the mechanical baby listening device. They have needed basic supplies for a long time and are still waiting." One of the nurses at the health center expressed gratitude and said that the items, especially the baby scale, are indeed necessary and will go a long way in helping them carrying out their duties at the health center. Meantime, one individual is in police custody following a shooting incident which occurred at Faucolet on Tuesday night. According to information received from the police public relations officer, Inspector Simon Edwards, 3 persons were injured, but fortunately, there were no deaths. The PRO further revealed that one weapon was recovered by police. Q95 FM will inform the general public of updates as the investigation continues. Also making news, hosts of the Nurses and Midwives Matter program on Q95 FM, retired nurse Rosie Felix, encourages nurses to keep their candles burning despite stressful situations. Felix says the light of the nurse is meant to help, comfort, and give hope to those in need.
So I want to encourage all my nurse and midwifery colleagues, males and females alike, those of you in Dominica, those of you in the Caribbean, and wherever you're listening in the world, I want to encourage us to keep our candle burning, to comfort, to reassure, but not to hurt. We know when you know, the situation is really tight, you know, there's crisis and so on. We don't have enough supplies. There's a tendency to use that light to hurt, to burn. No, that's not what we are called for. Our light is to comfort.
Host of the Nurses and Midwives Matter, Nurse Rosie Felix. Meanwhile, no complaints are being heard as Jude J.D. Deloney has been crowned the 2020 Calypso Monarch. This is J.D.'s first national crown. Second place went to Tasha P, while Webb came third and St. Lucian Bingo came fourth. Deloney says from 2014 to now, he has seen a significant improvement and that the first round really set the tone for the rest of the competition.
I'm just elated, man. I'm just ecstatic right now. I mean, from 2014 to now is a big improvement and two great songs. We did it. Yeah, La Puette, all my fans, Qualio, everybody. ACS, my sponsors, ACS and Duinde. I will just say, when you have great songs, the work is easier. You can see everything happening even before it happens. So, yeah, you just put it into effect and that was it. I think in the first round, I really had a wonderful first round. So it's like I set the bar for the whole competition and then the mass was just mass, you know? Yeah, and that was it.
Meantime, 9-time Calypso King Dice says he's proud of the new King JD and that he took responsibility for his performance error at this year's Calypso Finals, but says one must not cry over spilled milk.
I was blank and for a certain area, and then I try and bring it back again in the third verse, and I was still in the same area. So I just went with the flow. Well, I really try my best not to act like the others that really blame people for stuff. I take my responsibility, I take it like a man, and I handle my business, and it's good. And actually, I love my king, JD, you know, this stadium. I don't know. So I say, never cry over spilled milk, okay? That's how it happened, and that's how we're going to take it. And I believe I myself is Jah Youth. I'm a child of Jah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is, but I myself, I just take it really seriously. And everything, even the downfalls, is part of Jah plan. So you see me, I'm thankful and we're moving forward. Big up JD, the mission continues, yeah?
9-time Calypso King, Dice. In more news, in an effort to improve its emergency response capacity, the OECS Commission partnered with USAID's Global Health Supply Chain. The workshop sought to develop and strengthen operational plans for responding to outbreaks of infectious diseases in the region, such as the novel coronavirus COVID-19. Procurement and Supply Management Program to host a workshop on emergency supply chain ESC preparedness. Head of the Health and Human and Social Cluster, AG of OECS Commission, Dr. Colleen Reddix, shared more information on the matter, saying this is very timely.
So this is a very timely workshop. There was a regional workshop held last May in Jamaica, of which four of our member states participated, and three of those member states, along with the OECS as a commission, made requests for specific training to be done in each of those countries and at the commission on the regional level. So this is the outcome of that. Of course, the timing is very good, because we know that right now we have a global outbreak of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And so this process is certainly can help us with that outbreak, but certainly with other outbreaks that we have that come up in the region, with emerging diseases, things like Zika, chikungunya, our topics we have, post-disaster, etc. This training will help with all of this.
Head of Health and Human and Social Cluster, AG of OECS Commission, Dr. Colleen Riddix. Meantime, U.S. Aid Workshop Facilitator and Representative Raineen M.E. Zimmerman says that this training is looking at the situation from a holistic viewpoint.
So we're here today in St. Lucia with members of the OECS giving a training on emergency supply chain preparedness. This is a training that is being sponsored by USAID and given in a collaboration with implementing partner PSM. We are looking very specifically across the entire emergency supply chain, so starting from people and processes, all the way through commodity planning, transport, logistics, waste management, and also specifically looking at after the emergency has happened, transitioning back to the routine situation. The members of the OECS are here today to learn what they can do in this instance to support their member states in their planning for emergencies. I think specifically now with the threat of a potential coronavirus outbreak nearing closer to the region, this is something that's very timely and that the members can use to implement right away to strengthen any areas where they feel the best practices might be lacking.
U.S. Aid Workshop Facilitator and Representative Raineen M.E. Zimmerman. And last on the national scene, head coach of the national under 20 football team, Colin Bernard, says he is happy with the performance of the Dominican team at the CONCACAF under 20 football tournament, although they did not qualify for the next round of the tournament. However, the team ended the qualifiers on a winning note with a 4-1 win over Anguilla on a Sunday. The Dominican team placed third in the tournament. In other news, three people were shot to death in a small town near Puerto Rico's northern coast, police said Tuesday. The unidentified bodies of two women and one man were found along a road in the municipality of Toa Alta. Authorities said one person had been arrested, but did not yet have further details. An officer at the scene did not return a message for comment. Police said 108 people have been killed so far this year in the U.S. territory of 3.2 million inhabitants. That is 13 more than during the same period last year. And internationally, public health officials warned Wednesday that the spread of the novel coronavirus is inching closer towards meeting the definition of a global pandemic as the number of cases outside mainland China continues to grow, including in South Korea, where a U.S. soldier has tested positive for the virus. Iran and Italy are also grappling with major outbreaks within their borders and that have turned badly, and a top official from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, warned that the United States could see the virus spread within its borders. Ultimately, we expect we will see community spread in this country. It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have a severe illness, said Dr. Nancy Mansonia, the director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. No complaints are being heard as Judah J.D. Deloney has been crowned a 2020 Calypso Monarch, which is his first national title. Three people shot to death in a small town near Puerto Rico's northern coast, and the unidentified bodies of two women and one man were found along a road in the municipality of Toa Alta, police said Tuesday. And police health officials warned Wednesday the spread of the coronavirus is inching closer towards meeting the definition of a global pandemic as cases outside of mainland China continue to grow. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominic Limited, Fast Cash and Maxmart. I am Whitney Milliner.